As the search for the sniper continues in the Washington, D.C. area, some local businesses are suffering. While economists doubt that changes in consumer behavior will be long-lasting, certain kinds of businesses are seeing an effect. NPR's Jack Spear talked to local business owners and their customers.
At a Shell gas station in Kensington, Maryland, where the sniper's fifth victim was killed, there are still customers coming in. But the scene is far different from what it was just a few weeks ago, before the shootings began. Members of the group, the Guardian Angels, staff the gas pumps, helping customers too afraid to get out of their cars.
No, your gas tank. That's okay. Are you okay? You feel okay?
Yep.
Good, okay, ma'am.
Like many gas stations around the Washington, D.C. area, business is down here. Three of the victims were killed at service stations. Hussein Echtemai is one of the owners of the Shell station. He says since the shootings, his sales are off 35% to 40%.
Business is down, which is not unusual because there have been an incident in this side specifically. I think business here is down in comparison, much more down than other locations. But we have a lot of support from people. They come in, they express their support, and we will get back, and I'm sure we will.
Over the past several years, Echtemai and his partners have poured a great deal of money into this business. And if the sniper isn't caught soon, he says the continued losses will be a problem. However, he says at the moment there are more important things.
Really, a loss of life is more important than loss of money. We are more concerned about people who lost their life rather than losing money. Hopefully we make it somehow. And also we are thinking about how to help the family of those who lost their life, which in my opinion is more important than our business.
At the Wheaton Plaza, a shopping mall in suburban Maryland, not far from where many of the shootings occurred, shoppers look anxiously over their shoulders as they walk through the parking lot. While the mall doesn't release sales numbers for its stores, management says it seems that when the sniper's in the news, people stay away. When the shootings stop, people return. Erica, a young woman shopping at Target, says this is the first time she has been shopping since the shootings began.
I got paid 2 weeks ago. My paycheck was still in my bank account. And I needed these clothes for work. And I didn't come to the mall and didn't do anything. I stayed in my house.
But now today you're out?
Yeah. Breathing heavily.
And it isn't just retail businesses that are feeling the effects of the fear that hangs over the Washington, D.C. region. Business has also fallen off at hotels and for other segments of the tourism industry. Pam Knight is director of sales at the Philadelphia office of Martz Lines, a bus company that brings student and senior citizens groups to the Washington area.
Every single bus we had that was confirmed going down there has canceled. They're afraid. They're terrified. The schools especially, they will not be responsible for the children's safety, taking them into a dangerous situation. And because that was one school child that was actually attacked, they don't want the kids anywhere near there.
Knight estimates 45% of her company's business involves bringing school groups to Washington. But what isn't clear is what the shootings will mean for the regional economy. Dr. Stephen Fuller, a professor of public policy at George Mason University, says the Washington area economy is huge. And he says even declines for some types of businesses probably won't have a long-term effect on the local economy.
What happens is that people defer purchases when they are concerned about safety, as in the current case. If they don't feel like it's safe to go out and shop for furniture, it still doesn't mean they're not going to buy furniture. They just won't do it this week.
However, businesses are worried all of this comes at an important time of year for them, the start of the fourth quarter and the traditional lead-in to the busy holiday shopping season. Jack Spear, NPR News in Montgomery County, Maryland.